Rogers Pumps Spread. Merged employment, quadrennial trivial, making its equal. You start to come down. Let me go. The fragmenting of your mind is so complete that as the drug begins to wear off, you are left a twitching, awful mess. You do nothing but drool and shake, unable to form a single thought. The police are unable to explain where the dead dolphin and the thousands of shock feathers came from, and your state-appointed psychiatrists are at a loss as to why you might have smashed all those alarm clocks. Perhaps most curiously of all, a man in black claiming to work for the FBI confiscated the machine they found in the middle of your room. And so you chew your fingernails down to nothing. There's no reason for these growths to be there. It disgusts you, the way they trap dirty grime. It's not even useful as weapons, these things. Your fingernails have to go. It starts out simply enough, biting down hard, chewing them as low as you can, until blood and pain stops you. Skin underneath is so fragile and weak, having never been exposed to the world. Pathetic. Sink or swim. You know you will be stronger for it. You start trimming the nails down with an X-Acto knife, chewing and swallowing the carved edges. The idea of just pulling them off does not appeal to you. You want to be strong, but the shock might just kill your fingers. Yes, it's better to do it this way. Time is on your side. After weeks of work, your fingernails are all gone, only scabs and cuts remaining. But it is not enough for you. Now your toenails have to go. That's not the ticket yet. Nails of all kinds are bad. You know they block your energies. So you kick a concrete gravestone hard with your bare foot. The pain floors you, but one nail is already off and two more go within 3 days. You are on the right road. Lots of kicking things barefoot, and soon your feet are clean too.